So the living sorrow of Healfdene's son simmered, bitter and fresh, and no wisdom or strength could break it. That agony hung on king and people alike, harsh and unending, violent and cruel and evil. In his far-off home, Beowulf, Yggdrasil's follower and the strongest of the Geats, greater and stronger than anyone anywhere in this world, heard how Grendel filled knights with horror and quickly commanded a boat fitted out, proclaiming that he'd go to that famous king, would sail across the sea to Hrothgar, now when help was needed. None of the wise ones regretted his going, much as he was loved by the Geats. The omens were good, and they urged the adventure on. So Beowulf chose the mightiest men he could find, the bravest and best of the Geats, 14 in all, and led them down to their boat. He knew the sea would point the prow straight to that distant Danish shore.